In recent years, Zimbabwe has strengthened trade and military ties with China, including the construction of a Chinese military base in eastern Zimbabwe. What, if any, if you could speak to that? I think there's obviously security implications for the U.S. for a military alliance between the two countries, but what do we know about that development?
I mean, I think the countries clearly enjoy a close relationship. China is active in much of Africa, as you've seen in many places, I know.
Yeah, we often talk about it economically, but not militarily.
And, you know, in a country which is suffering from so much poverty, it's a difficult, you know, sort of military expenditures in those ways is difficult, it seems to me, to justify. That I do think that it is becoming, I think that the Chinese government, too, is looking at Zimbabwe and certainly on the economic front, asking some hard questions about investing in that country and providing other forms of assistance.
They're asking hard, what does that mean?
I think that they are, like everyone else, they want to know where, for example, Zimbabwe's indigenization laws are going to take them in terms
right.
of investment. And I think that as long as that uncertainty prevails, I think even from countries from China, which they have enjoyed a relationship over the years, I think they'll find it increasingly difficult to do business.
Could you speak to what their current investments are in Zimbabwe, the Chinese? I mean, I'm going to ask you some more about the military base in a minute, but
I don't have dollar figures on them precisely.
No, not the dollar figures. What sectors they are particularly active in.
I mean, I think mining in particular, it's as the chairman noted in his opening statement, it's sort of the biggest business there, and mineral resources and other resources, other extractive industries.
On the military base, are they employing Zimbabweans
on
the military base? Okay. I mean, you know, one of the characteristics of some Chinese investment is they go over and build roads and build other things, but they employ the Chinese, not necessarily folks from the country.